Good morning. Let us start with a word of prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for bringing us to Sunday school this morning. We thank Thee for Thy loving kindness and goodness to us over many things. We pray particularly that Thou will forgive us our sins and direct us in the way that we should go, that we may be pleasing unto Thee, delight to Thee. Lord, we pray for this morning's lesson, that it may be encouraging and may be helpful to one and all in being strong and courageous. So we commit this time to Thee, asking that the Holy Spirit be our teacher and we are all Thy students. We pray in Christ Jesus' most precious name. Amen. This morning, I'm standing in the gap for Brother Mok. He is not here this morning to teach Sunday school, but I will just teach this lesson for this Sunday. And I've chosen this topic, Be Strong and Courageous, from Joshua 1. And I'd like you to take a look at this caricature. It's a photo of a person very frightened because he's going to ascend up a high and treacherous mountain along a narrow pathway. So have you felt like facing a massive, impossible challenge? Maybe it's a health issue, new job, relationship problems, personal struggle that feels insurmountable. What do you do when you're told to move forward, but the path ahead looks terrifying? That's the exact situation the Israelites faced in the book of Joshua. After wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, they were finally at the edge of the promised land. So you look at this map, Joshua and the Israelites were coming from the south. You see from my cursor, this arrow from the south, and they're moving westward towards Jericho. They had to pass through River Jordan and then go westward towards Jericho. And in Jericho, there is a fortified city, an enemy, powerful enemy. And they have to conquer that enemy, a task that seemed impossible because they were met with high walls and the enemy were behind the walls on top of the battlements with arrows and bows and swords and fighting gear, defending the powerful city of Jericho. And their leader, Moses, was gone. He passed away in the mountain called to glory. And a new younger leader, Joshua, was stepping into his giant shoes. So you see the map again. It's a daunting task for Joshua to lead the Israelites to fight Jericho, to overcome Jericho, and then to conquer the rest of Canaan. So it's terrifying for Joshua. So I want you to watch this video on Joshua 1 and pay attention to this question. What did God told Joshua to do in order to get success? What did God told Joshua to do in order to get success? Of course, the big project or the big goal in front of Joshua is the success in battling all the enemies. So what did God tell Joshua to do in order to get success? And the video is basically God talking to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. So I want you to listen carefully what God told Joshua, particularly how he would get success.
Now it happened after the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to a land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. I have given you every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, as I told Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous to observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed, for Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp, and command the people, saying, Prepare food, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your God gives you to possess it. Joshua spoke to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, Remember the word which Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded you, saying, Yahweh your God gives you rest, and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall live in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall pass over before your brothers, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and shall help them until Yahweh has given your brothers rest, as he has given you. And they have also possessed the land which Yahweh your God gives them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and possess it, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. They answered Joshua, saying, All that you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we listened to Moses in all things, so we will listen to you. Only may Yahweh your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your commandment and doesn't listen to your words in all that you command him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous.
So what did God told Joshua to do in order to get success? He told Joshua to be strong and courageous to observe the law of God given to Moses. Do not turn to the left, do not turn to the right. Observe the law of God and he will get success. Let me bring you back to that part.
War to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous to observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Haven't I...
Did you hear that? God told him the formula for success. Observe the law and you will have success. Don't turn away from the left. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Be strict in observing and obeying the law. You will have success. Okay? And that came from Lord God Almighty, no less. I will skip all this because you have watched the video. And so the narrative of Joshua 1 is the transitional moment in the history of Israel. Moses, the great prophet and leader who led the people out of Egypt, has died. The Lord now commissions Joshua, his assistant, to take his place and lead the people into the land he promised their ancestors. So what I would like to go briefly through is the narrative, what you watched just now. Moses has died on Mount Nebo, and before he died, he had already passed on his leadership to Joshua according to the instructions of God. Yeah? And now Joshua has to lead the Israelites into Canaan and conquer Canaan. And the chapter can be broken into three main parts. Chapter 1 of Joshua. God's charge to Joshua. What is God's commandment to Joshua? The The Lord gave Joshua a direct command. God said that Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them. Then God makes a series of powerful promises to Joshua. He will give them every place they set foot on in the promised land. It is for the Israelites' ownership. No one will be able to stand against them, and he will be with Joshua, just as he was with Moses. So all these commands are all from God. And when God gives a commandment, it will come to pass. There is no doubt about it. However, these promises come with a condition. Joshua must be strong, courageous, and most importantly, he must meditate on and obey the law. You heard just now in the video, be strong and courageous to obey the law. Do not turn to the left. Do not turn to the right. Be strict and actively obey the law, and you will have success. So that is the condition, for Joshua to comply with. Not so much be strong and courageous to fight against your enemy and be victorious over them. Be strong and courageous to destroy your enemy. No. The commandment is be strong and courageous to obey the law. Why do you need strength and courage in obeying the law? Because it's not easy. The law is not easy to obey. The law says you must love your God. You must not turn to idols. You must love your neighbor as yourself. So on and so forth. Many, many stipulations. And it's not easy. One of which, of course, you worship your God and love your God, obey Him. That itself is not easy. Because God is telling Joshua and the Israelites, go forth, conquer Canaan. I will be with you. And if I'm with you, there are no obstacles that will come in your way. Oh, of course, being human, we are always fearful. Yeah, we all know that God is with us now here. How many of you, us, can say we have no fear? Whatever life throws at us, absolutely no fear at all. At our age, we come across many with illnesses, diseases, infirmities. No doubt we will overcome them because God is with us. No fear, no worries. Sit back and relax. No. We are full with trepidation, filled with care, worries. So it is the same here. Joshua is filled with fear. He has to fight the enemy. Will he be killed in the battle? God says he will be with Joshua, just as he was with Moses. Joshua was filled with fear. Have no doubt about it. That's why God has to come and tell him, be strong and courageous, because he knows Joshua is human, mortal, and filled with fear. Joshua's command to the people, after Joshua has heard God's commandment to him, he acts immediately. He orders the officers of the people to prepare provisions and to get ready to cross River Jordan in 3 days. So that is in compliance with God's command. He also reminds the eastern tribes, Reuben, Gad, and half-tribe of Manasseh, of their promise to Moses. After they settle their families, their armed men must cross the Jordan with the rest of the Israelites to help them conquer the land. These 2.5 tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, they wanted to settle down on the east side of Jordan. So they don't want to cross into Canaan. And Moses agreed with God's approval. So if that's the case, do they have to go across to Canaan to fight against the enemies? There was agreement from these 2.5 tribes that they will do so. That even though they are settling on the east side of Jordan, they will help their remaining brothers to fight against the enemies on the west side of Jordan. So this was the condition, okay? And that they agreed with Joshua that they will fight in Canaan. And the people's response to Joshua, after Joshua has told them the commandment of God, the people responded with great respect and obedience. They pledge their allegiance to Joshua, promising to do everything he commands. They also affirmed their faith, echoing God's word back to Joshua. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. So they were all very united, the people and their new leader, Joshua, and united in the sense that they will follow Joshua if Joshua is obeying God. Yeah? They encouraged Joshua to be strong and courageous as their new leader. So what is the spiritual lesson from Joshua 1? There are a few key lessons that we can learn for our application in our lives today. God's presence is key. The most important promise God makes to Joshua is not that victory is guaranteed. Of course, victory is guaranteed because God is with you. God commands you to go and do battle. He will ensure that there's victory. But the most important thing is that God will be with Joshua. That's the most important. If God is with Joshua and each and every one of us, we will have no worries that we will not achieve our goals. Because it is God who wants us to achieve our goals in the first place. And God repeats this promise, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So this is the ultimate source of Joshua's strength and courage. When we know God is with us, no obstacle is too big for us. When we know God is with us, no obstacle is too big for us. Only one condition. Observe the law. Meditate on the law day and night. Do not turn to the left. Do not turn to the right. Obey the law of God. And for us, the law of God is simple. We know what it is. To love your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Two great commandments. And it fulfills all the law. If you love your neighbor, you will not tell fibs against them. You will not murder them. You will not insult them. You will not steal from them. If you love your neighbor. So, but it is not easy, as you all know. God wants us to obey him and to follow the law, and he will be with us. Number two, obedience is non-negotiable. Obedience to God. God's promise of success is directly linked to Joshua's obedience to his word. In verses 7 and 8, God tells Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn to the right or to the left. So that is a very important point that we have to understand here. When God is with us, it does not mean that everything is solved. There is an important condition. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. That was at the time of Moses. They have the law of Moses. But today, we have the commandment of Christ. To do good. To turn from evil. To seek peace. Be careful to do according to all the law. Do not turn from the right or to the left. And God will be with us. The key to success is meditate on the word day and night. And do according to all that is written in it. Meditate day and night. Remember his word. Meditate on God's word. what he wants us to do, his instruction to live a holy life, do according to all that is written in it. That will bring us success. It is not enough just to read the Bible. We must actively live it out. So, brothers and sisters, this is a very important point here. It was demonstrated in Joshua for us. And we must know how this should be applied in our lives, even in modern day Singapore. Third, courage is a choice, not a feeling. God commands Joshua to be strong and courageous 3 times in this chapter, in verse 6, 7, and 9. This is not a suggestion, it is a command. Courage is not absence of fear, but the decision to act despite it, trusting in God's presence and promises. Joshua likely felt overwhelmed. But he chose to be brave because God told him to be. I mean, if you put yourself in the shoes of Joshua, a young man, often in the tugging the tailcoat of Moses. Moses was the leader. He makes all this decision. God spoke to Moses. Moses carried out God's command and was the intermediary between God and the Israelites. Young Joshua was just an assistant doing the bidding of Moses. Suddenly Moses is taken away, passed on, handed the leadership to Joshua. And Joshua now not only has to lead the Israelites, but to conquer the promised land, the greater task. Lots of fighting, lots of killing, destruction, maiming. How does Joshua feel? Will he survive? Will he be destroyed? So there is a lot of fear and burden. It's all in the mind. So God told him, yes, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. God knows exactly where Joshua is coming from at that point of moment in his life. He has a big assignment before him, a fearful assignment, that he may be overcome by the enemies and killed. And not only him, we're talking about all the Israelites, the whole race of the Israelites may be destroyed. Families, children, women and the old, will they be able to succeed? God told him, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, because that was what Joshua was feeling, afraid and dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. If God is with you, you will succeed and you don't have to be fearful or afraid. So applying the lesson to our lives, so how does this ancient story apply to modern lives today? When facing a new chapter, just like Joshua stepping into a new role, we all face new beginnings, new job, a move, new school, new challenge in life. And at my age, infirmities in the body, sickness, diseases. Joshua 1 reminds us that we don't have to face these transitions alone. We can find courage in a promise that God will be with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? rhetorical question that you know the answer. The power of God's word. We are not given a sword or a shield for our battle, but a book. God's instruction to Joshua to meditate on the law is a profound lesson for us today. Bible is not just a book of stories. It's a living, powerful guide for life. When we are feeling lost or afraid, spending time in God's word is our ultimate source of direction and peace. Make a daily habit to read, study, and meditate on Scripture. So what does it mean to meditate day and night on this Scripture? We say, we've done it. We've done our quiet time. We've read the passages. We've prayed. I've done my 5-10 minutes quiet time every day. But I still feel frightened. I still feel overwhelmed by things before me. Illness, relationship, family issues, colleagues, trouble. So what do you do? For me, if I may share my personal example, I remember, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23. Very familiar and assuring psalm. And every time there is care, worry, I remember the first phrase, the Lord is my shepherd. We are his sheep. The illustration of a shepherd is he takes care of us. He knows each and every of his sheep. If we are sick, the great shepherd takes care of his sheep. If the sheep is lost, trapped in some crevice in the wilderness, the shepherd leaves his flock to look for his one and only sheep, to rescue that sheep, bring him back to safety. And oftentimes, I will remember that over and over again. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. That's emphasis. Drum it into me. If God, the creator of heaven and earth, is my shepherd, I'm the helpless sheep. That's how he caricatures our existence. We are all, we are sheep. We are not intelligent beings. You know, sheep, they are not very clever people, not very clever animals. They follow the shepherd wherever the shepherd leads them. And sometimes they get into trouble because of the wilderness. Sometimes they fall sick. Sometimes there are wolves and bears and lions who come as predators coming after the sheep. And the sheep will be frozen, paralyzed. We have the great shepherd protecting the sheep. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For thou art with us, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort us. Rod and staff. Again, the tools of a sheep. A rod is to hit, and a staff is to hook the sheep, to direct the sheep to safety. So we are under God's, our Lord Jesus Christ, direction, navigation, and instruction all the time. Because we are the sheep. He is our great shepherd. He will lead us where there is quiet water, still in the green pastures, and make us lie down there. He will be with us and care for us. So that is how I read and meditate on Scripture. Applications to our life. And I share with you that you may do the same. Don't just read cursorily. Think about the verse, the words, how it applies in our daily life. as we live on this earth, faced with the many challenges and the imponderables, difficulties and trials. The caricature of Psalm 23 is very applicable to us, and we must understand how it applies to us. So choosing courage daily, life will present us with challenges that require courage. Speaking up for what's right, forgiving someone who wronged you, or stepping out in faith to follow God's calling. So these are things which will present as challenges to us in our lives. What do you say when someone tells you to do something which is not right? In this world that we live in, we have bosses. And many bosses are not exactly righteous in their behavior, in their instructions. What do we do? Forgiving someone who wronged you, more importantly, someone spread rumors, defame you, said terrible things about you, which is untrue. How are you able to forgive that someone who has wronged you? We all know that is God's requirement for us, to love your enemy. How do you do it? Stepping out in faith to follow God's calling. Again, God's calling is never easy. It requires us to make sacrifices in our lives. Time, money, effort. Why can't I just sit back at home and relax and watch TV? And after all, I work a hard day. I need my rest too, you know. Why should I be at a Bible study? Why should I go out for evangelism? Why should I go for mission trips? Why? Why? Once a week is good enough, yeah. But then there's this nagging calling of God for you to do more. These are all challenges that require courage. And so we have to choose to be strong and courageous. It is not an option. Not because you feel like it, but because God has commanded you to and He has promised to be with you. So what is one area in your life right now where you need to be strong and courageous? Surely, each of you have your own challenges in life. You are facing making certain encounters in life that require you to make a strong decision, and it's this difficult decision to make. And how do you go about doing it? Be strong and courageous to obey God's word. Do not turn to the left nor to the right, but actively obey His word. And you will have success. And of course, it is not easy to be strong and courageous to obey God's word. It's not easy. To speak up for what is right, you may be sacked by your boss. Forgiving someone who has wronged you, who has ever heard of that? You must take action and make sure that fellow who has wronged you experience strong medicine. So this is all the ways of the world that we are used to. But that is not God's way. God never said, okay, Joshua, just go in and kill everyone in Canaan. Of course, at the end of the day, Joshua will be victorious. But that was not God's command to Joshua. God's command to Joshua was, obey God's word. And all these enemies will be destroyed. Joshua, you just obey God's word. Of course, I mean, that is the big picture. As you all know, they obeyed God's word. They went round the Jericho many times, blow the trumpet, all that, in obedience to God. And the wall came tumbling down. God made it happen. And they went in. And then they destroyed the enemy. But God was with them, and that's why they won the battle. And they were obeying God's word. They made it so much easier for Joshua and the Israelites to win. Most important point here is the obedience to God. So I would like you to reflect for yourself, what is the biggest Jordan River you are facing right now? Jordan River is that river for which Joshua and the Israelites have to cross over to the to Canaan. And that river was quite a treacherous river at that time. So they encountered that difficulty and God helped them. So what is the Jordan River which you are encountering in your life right now? How can you make a more intentional effort to meditate on God's word day and night and to apply what you meditate in encountering your Jordan River? How does the promise, "I will be with you," change how you approach challenges? How does the promise, "I will be with you," change how you approach challenges? So at the end of the day, the main takeaway for this chapter is obedience to God. And God will be with you. And when God is with you, you will have success. Obedience to God, God in, and you will have success. Let us end in a word of prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee for Thy word to us in the narrative in Joshua chapter 1. How often we are full of care for the trials and tribulations which await us on this earth. We seek Thy loving care, just as Thou hast told Joshua to be strong and courageous, to obey Thee. We also seek strength and courage in obeying Thee. For Thou knowest, Lord, the ways of the world is different from Thee. And we will always do the things that we want to do in the way that we thought would help us to overcome the problem. Whenever we are gripped with care and burdens and fear, the first thing we do is, what are the ways in which we can solve the problem by our own strength, by our own intelligence? That is the way we are, filled with care and trepidation for ourselves. We fail to look up to Thee, to seek Thee, to obey Thee, and to wait upon Thee. But Thou hast said, Lord, to Joshua, obedience and you will have success. And therefore, we, each and every one of us here, we pray that we will come to you first, meditating on Thy word day and night to obey you. We pray, Lord, that Thou will surely help us to overcome all the difficult encounters we have in our life. Forgive us for our sin, for our doubts, our fears and distresses. We pray that Thou will be with each and every one of us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming.